Aid is carrying the gospel to Myanmar. There's healthy church growth in Malawi after a decade of work. And a missiologist launches a discussion of evangelism in a changing world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Myanmar's leaders have agreed to allow access to all foreign aid workers for cyclone relief, but their delay may have cost lives. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says because their team bought locally and in small quantities,
adding many small scales to each other still reads substantial numbers, thousands and thousands of people. That has been a real blessing for us. The Burmese staff, who with a low profile could find their neighbors and their suffering fellow citizens.
The CRWRC is also trying to get matching grants from the Canadian government, which would double their impact. Kramer says it's all about the gospel.
We carry that message with us in every kilo of rice given out, every blanket, every bottle of water or disinfectant pills for water. Burmese know very well who are Christians and who are not the Christians. And bringing aid through those hands are really Christ's hands reaching out.
Next, for Christians, Egypt is a difficult place to work. It's predominantly Muslim. There are radical elements that exist there. Muslims who convert put their lives in danger. Well, Book of Hope International's Jeremy Vero Hobb was recently in Egypt to participate in a strategic planning session to help many groups understand the youth culture there.
Egypt is one of the places in the world where technology is really changing a whole generation of people. Egyptian kids are involved in Facebook, texting and sending emails, and they've built this incredible community among themselves. It creates sort of a different way of thinking about the world that has really changed the way that young Egyptians feel.
He believes technology has the world in a unique place.
We're kind of culturally all at a crossroads. This is a time and place where the opportunity to reach out with the gospel is greater than ever before. On the other hand, we're not the only people in the world that are taking advantage of that, and so the signal-to-noise ratio is pretty bad. There's a lot of noise, and it's very, very hard to break through.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Grace Ministries International is approaching a decade of planting and cultivating in Malawi, and now they're seeing the harvest. GMI's Sam Vinton says their partner's been establishing preaching points, which would eventually become church plants. However,
since he had no pastors to place there, began a program of training elders regionally, bringing them in for a week. And in the last 2 years, he's up to about 75 preaching points now where we actually have elders working in the churches, and he continues the training project of these elders. So quite a number of people have come to the Lord.
The discipleship circle between the preaching points has been expanding and demanding more resources. Vinton says that's their challenge.
Pray that these men and women who are being trained will be faithful to the word, will be solid in their teaching of the scripture so that these Christians will grow. So many Christians are maybe knowledgeable about the basic issues, but they never go deep enough into the scriptures.
Meanwhile, the Dinka Rek of Southern Sudan dedicated 30,000 copies of the New Testament translated into their own language. They've been waiting for well over a year for their New Testament from Wycliffe Bible translators, which got stuck in Sudanese customs for 6 months. For the first time, the Dinka Rek people can read the New Testament in their heart language. Pray that God will use the Dinka Rek New Testament to bring many more to himself. And missiologist David Greeley's book has been named Outreach Magazine's Global Outreach Resource of 2008. The book, published by a subsidiary of International Bible Society, Send the Light, examines conversion and how evangelism plays a role in that process. Greeley shares his thoughts on effective evangelism practices from nearly three decades of firsthand experience in the field. It's aimed at provoking thought about working in harmony with the Spirit in kingdom building. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other eminent listeners and orphan outreach to serve orphans there by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.